I just found a great new fresh perspective on the Simone Biles story.
Yeah.
That I want to share. And, you know, we talked about it a lot today. There's a lot of questions about what happened, you know. And the truth is, when it comes to mental health, if you don't know the story, Simone Biles pulled out initially just of her team event, but then also her individual event at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And not citing any sort of physical injury or anything, citing mental health. And still cheered on her team,
yep.
Didn't go away and
nope.
say, I'm done. This was
Faced
not
it.
A take a ball and go home kind of thing. But a lot of people are like, well, what'd you expect? It's the Olympics. Why can't you just do it?
Mm.
And, you know, I do think it's important when you say mental health to, you know, if you're going to be in the public eye, you can help a lot of people by being honest. You know, if you have the courage and you have the position to be honest about what you're
like
going
Michael
through.
Like Michael Phelps.
Like Michael Phelps. Sure, exactly. Talked about, it was depression, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, everyone has to do that on their own time. And during the Olympics is probably not the time for Simone Biles to get into specifics.
Yeah.
So as much as we want to know, and as much as maybe we've articulated on the show today that, oh, we, you know, to just say mental health feels like it's not enough. You know what? Not everyone who's dealing with that can go and say, well, here's what's happening and hold a press conference, you know?
Yeah.
But I saw this perspective and it made me really think about the way that this works and the way that we treat people who are athletes and what we expect of them, especially women. This guy wrote this on Facebook, so I'm not claiming credit for this. He said, I wanted to show my daughters Carrie Strug's famous one-leg vault, a defining Olympic moment. She's injured.
Yeah.
She limps back and lands the vault in pain, but in victory. And that is an iconic moment that, I mean, no matter how old you are, there's just chance you've seen that video, right? She goes to the White House. She was a hero. She was on a Wheaties box.
The Wheaties box, I was just going to say. Yeah.
Right? And everything. But when you think about it, and her coach said to her, we need you to go out and do this. Should she have jumped again?
Right.
Should she have jumped again? And now, this year, in 2021, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah.
And we look at what happened with Simone Biles, and she chose not to try again because she knew she couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what we should encourage people and show as a hero.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, this post really got me. It really made me think about it differently. And instead of coaching our athletes, maybe instead of coaching our daughters to get up and try again, we should coach them to say, you know what? I don't need to, and that's what's right for me.
Yeah.
Especially after all this team has been through with, you know, the slew, forget the pressure of the Olympics, you know, the abuse scandal and all that.
I just read her entire life. She's 24 years old. Her entire life she was molested by this guy.
Right.
I mean.
And that, I mean.
And still she kicked butt last Olympics and became this incredible athlete.
But I thought that was such an interesting comparison.
Yeah.
To Carrie Strug, who we hold up as a hero, who no doubt performed an incredible feat.
Sure.
Should we ask our young people to do that, though?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a very interesting post. But anywho, that's going to be the big topic of conversation today. Simone Biles at the Olympics. And the games continue in the weirdest Olympic year ever.
Yeah.
The 2020 Olympics. Every time I turn on the TV, I go, am I watching an old thing?
I know.
Oh, no, that's what they're still calling this, right?